Going weiter, a little bit in the sugya of Betachin, we want to approach the sugya. We've touched on this kind of angles, the side. We want to focus a little bit on the sugya of dealing specifically with a tzara, a tragedy, a mikra. But be'emes, we're going to get to that tonight. We're going to start a little before that. We want to focus on a little bit the chalal, how dealing with the past is mashpiyan ha'betachin. The vadim, we specifically Baker, we're focused on a lot. HaBetachin deals with the situation we're going through right now, and the Osid, is at Sofek. The Osid looks bleak. We have different goes through scenarios. Kapanim, we spoke about, that's usually the Tzir HaBetachin. It allows you not to be nervous. It's a pachad, it's a yushal, it's a nuchta nefesh. But Ba'emis, there's a certain connection between the Muna B'Shava, the Muna HaBetachin B'Shava, Lihava. And it's very negayah, the chalal that we spoke about until now. And it's not nishlam, it's pop. Many times, chesaron betachin becomes in neveah from chesaron that we have in emunah betachin, the experiences that we went through in our life. And the person b'etzem is an accumulation of his past experiences. We have to bring this chiluk of the sugya right. So first of all, the makar advam, where do we see it's part of the sugya betachin? It's all one b'etzem, it's all mashpia. Now Rashi, quoted this Rashi many times already, this man, Rashi and Shoiftim, this pasuk speaks about Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. This is one of the nekudas of Musagim HaBetachim. Rashi says, and like we've spoken many times, when it says, Im Hashem Alekecha Tzayin HaGdor Be'etzim Olam HaBetachim, Tamim, like we saw, Tamim is a little bit that you have to go beyond the Mahalach of Seichel, beyond the Mahalach Heshman as a Rabbin, enter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be Im Hashem Lekecha. We'll see soon that Rashi is going to say, Rashi says, through that Yezoiche, the Ramban, the Midrash HaTamoizet, Yezoiche, the Taka, you have Anhoga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you, and there's a special Anhoga, higher than the regular Tidiyas Dika Anhoga, special Ashkoch HaProt. What does Rashi say? So does Rashi Peter Tan, let's read it. That's a few different shaynis from Rashi, but that's dealing a lot with the sugya that we're talking about this the whole time. Tetzapeloi, rely on him. Al tachrach asid. Don't live in the future. Don't try to decide in the future. Rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Feel secure. Feel the security. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of the situation. Rashi adds in elakol masha yavoi alecha kabel betrimus. This part of Rashi is talking about being the kabel, something that already happened, the wrong, something, the outcome happened the way that you did not want. And this is the sugar of Shokol Mashi Yovel Lecha Kabel B'tim. Rashi fears others. V'oz tia amoy ulechelka. Can you hear that? That's Im Hashem Lekecha. We're reading Im Hashem Lekecha twice again. In Torah tia Im Hashem Lekecha, that's Yehoda. In Yezoicha, kiru tovim tia, v'ibazoy, you'll become Im Hashem Lekecha. That's the Mida Kenegan Mida, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is knowing when you betoich in the Kadosh Baruch, you moist yourself to Anhog of a Kadosh Baruch. But upon it, we have betoich to be Rashi. Obviously, Rashi is not saying two totally separate things. If Kol Masha Yavayla, a couple of Betmimis, is part of this one big sugi of Tarim Tia, the Kanira, the ability of the Loitach Karachar Asidah, of being Mitzapeloi, also is totally on this sugi of Kol Masha Yavayla, a couple of Betmimis. So let's try to start with Eric. Start the Tchilas Advarim. Let's see. Kama and the Kudas and how. The past, our tisa and our mabat about the past, of how we view and approach about the past is mashpia 100% on our ability to be talking mikano lahabo. The makar of this sugya bechlau of what's called being the kabel besimcha and the kabel besimcha, kabel yisur besimcha, sorry besimcha, kabel something that went wrong, that went the way not you thought it was supposed to, and it finished already. A certain way, the end happened and it reached something that it wasn't a tragedy. A tragedy happened. Makar Dvam is in a Mishnah in Brachas, in the beginning of the Ninth Perek. The Mishnah says, Chayv Adam Levarach al Arok, Kishom Shemavarach al Atayv. Talk to Gemara in Brachas, Tav Samach HaMadev. What does this mean, Kishem? We know every time there's a Kishem, there's a parallel. What does it mean? Originally, the Gemara thought it means you make the same bracha, just like you make a teiva meitiv on a besura teiva. So you make a teiva meitiv on a besura rosh. That's why it's not true. We know you make borach dayanam. You know borach dayanam. Zok to Rav. Bracha samachom and beis. Amar Rava. So in nitzrucha ella lekabun le besimcha. The Geshem is not talking about the nusach of the bracha. The nusach of the bracha is time-ending. But it's talking about the approach in the heart. The approach, how we're accepting in that emotional level, is a musar of accepting the gzeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the b'surah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kapal b'simcha. The maimah musar is a merit of gazach, it's got the fear of the pshat. Obviously, the Mishnah called this a bracha. The Mishnah is called this, it's called the mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-ara. The nusach of the bracha is dynamic. But the Kabbalah b'simcha is a bracha. We have to remember this Hemshech, we're very negate us. Kenira, the Kabbalah b'simcha is not only something the Mechuyiv to do, it's a bracha. Just like we know the estate of brachas, Mavur and all the Yishayinim, the Rechroinim, a bracha is we're actually giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayochel, we're giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mavarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, the Kabbalah b'simcha is going to be giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we're going to see, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to get to it, that Kabbalah b'simcha is an avoyit b'chnei atzma, besides being a prat in the bigger sugi of B'tachim. But upon him, this opens up, the sugi of this mission opens up, that there's an avoyit called Kabbalah b'simcha. Yeah. And this is what we have to try to deal with. We see this is very, very, very mashpia on the whole sugi of B'tachim. Well, let's start, let's see. Well, one of the makaris, the Gemara brings, what's the makar? The Gemara brings, what's the makar? Taka to the chiv. And there's an Indian to be a kabbalah b'simcha. The Gemara brings, one makar, chesed u'mishpat ashirela. L'cha Hashem, Azamram, Chesed Hashir, Mishpat Hashir. That's one marker. The second marker, I'm sorry, the fourth marker is a Bonanomi Mehacha. It's a very famous pasuk said by every Levaya. Pasuk in Yiv, Hashem Nosan v'Hashem Lokach. Yihi Shem Hashem Nevoirach. Hashem Lokach means someone was missed. Tragic. Someone close to you, someone was missed. And Yiv said, Yihi Shem Hashem Nevoirach. I want to build an important nekud over here. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk starts with Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach. What is the Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach? What does Hashem Nosan have to do with it? So obviously what the pasuk is telling me is that it's Kishem. Kishem, just like I had Yishi Hashem, Yi Hashem, Yishem Hashem, Nevorach. By Hashem Nosan, when we receive a new baby is born, someone new, we receive a relative, we receive something, we're ecstatic, we're excited. And we're mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too it has to be the Hashem Lokach. Now, obviously, for Shteitzich, amazing Yovet, it's not only telling me a chiv of the Simcha, it's telling me there's a mahalach. It's telling me that the Hashem Lokach starts with the Hashem Nosan. Someone, when he lived in the past, he lived in Hashem Nosan. He could have Hashem Lokach. And there's a Muradikadiyaka one, there's maybe a Miradikah, one Vav, there's a Vav here. And if we ever pay attention to this, we hear at the Levaya, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Yishem. It doesn't say Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach. It says Hashem Nosan, V'Hashem Lokach. What's the Vav? What's the Vav? It could be Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach. What's the Hashem Nosan, V'Hashem Lokach? Here's the Hashem Muradikavot. Muradikavot, this is the two that we want to open up tonight. This is Muradikah, he says. Kinir shteita, that it's impossible to start B'tochen at the point of Hashem Lokach. Hashem Lokach has to be a continuation to Hashem Nosan. Hashem Nosan is when we're living, when we have children, even when we have our own life, when we have brius, when we have health. At the point when we have, is Hashem in the picture? Is Hashem in the picture? Do we feel that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or don't we appreciate it at all? And I'm not talking about in the kud of brachas, appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's another sugya, it's a very important sugya. But I'm talking about recognition, feeling how much you're aligned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the things are going good when you have. If when you have, you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can continue on and then do Hashem Lokach. So what did they shoe stall in Zvav? Okay, this is the Rabbi Gemara, maybe the Teichin again, it's the same thing. In Gemara and Shas, we have a musik, a locha, of a pesha, also who are pesha. Is in a monist, when somebody tells me something that works, the rasa, pesha hit, we trust it. The Isha comes and says, Eishish Isra Yuthi. Niskarashti. Niskarashti. And Isha says, Nishbeisi Tairani. We believe her, even though usually the two ways. And Pesha also not Pesha Yuthi. The entire lumdus of Pesha also Pesha Yuthi Kiyadua is that the Hittu is Neveah from the Pesha also. Kishem that we believe her on the Shem Shah also, we're Mufuchu is the Mamshech to believe in Pesha and Pesha Yuthi. In the lumdus of Pesha also Pesha Yuthi, and the sugis is Mavur. That the whole nimonis of Pesha Asa Pesha Atar is only when it's a continuation, it's only when it's one hemshech. If Lu Yitzur, there's a hefsek, and the Isha says, Eishas Isha Yuthi, and she waits an hour, and then she wakes up and she says, you know, Tiskarashti. Most Rishayim learn is no nimonis. What happened? Why? Because it's a sugis, in Ksubistach Chofim Obeiz. If we think she's Nimlach, if it's one continuation, then we say, Kishem Shepesh Oshkesh Pesha Atar. It's all one continuation, the same way we heard, and we only established our Hara Ish status. We continue, and we hear as part of that, that she's Niskarashti. But if it's a new statement, so then by itself it's isolated, it's a dependent thing. It can't be believed, there's no believability. The Pasuk of Hashem, Menoth of Hashem, Balakach, is a passion. Someone who wants to be able to be around in the future, here it's talking about being a Kabbalah, a tragedy. But I want to apply this also to the Susan, if I have to have bitachin b'kan l'abo. If it started from before, it's a hemshech, that's the vov achibur, Pesha, so who are Pesha? It's the same pe. Hashem nosan zi Hashem lokach. If it was Hashem nosan, you can continue and understand Hashem lokach. The big people who they were totally, totally able to experience Hashem lokach. B'simcha was because their whole life they were living Hashem Nosan. If your whole life you're living Hashem Nosan, you can continue Hashem Lokach. This is the biggest story that we have to understand. The past is mashpia on the future in the sugya between Mun and B'tachin. We can't wake up in the middle of life. We can't wake up in the middle of the sugya. I mean, because the first goes the true and starts in the Kanalabo. But it's going to affect if you didn't really live in the past with Mun and B'tachin, you can't continue. It starts from the past. Now, I want to talk about this in two scenarios of the past. There's the past, the chalal, like I said, appreciating pushing basic things, which I got to my mom was good. Obviously, during Corona, this is a major, major nakut. We've been forced to learn to appreciate the most basic things in life, ability, pushing to go learn a day in the shul, in the base measures, you know, to be able to move around, to go. This is some things that, you know, unfortunately, Ador was very difficult. We didn't live the Hashem also. We have to take advantage of this. But like upon the violin we spoke about, part of the thing, we spoke about the difficulty to live with Hashem because we don't see the Hashem also. We don't feel reliant on Hashem. We feel complacent. And we don't feel that we're totally api Hashem Yachan or api Hashem Yisrael. We don't feel that. We don't feel the constant reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is that we have to wake up and we have to constantly drive it in the home to ourselves. So it's boy name. Mithasader, was blaming in how much we totally not Kaddish Baruch. That's one thing. But I think there's a bigger thing, but very, very relevant. Many, many times, again, it's coming very strongly from me. The same with the Tzibur. It's not only that we don't live in a Kaddish Baruch and the power of things, that's one part of the Sugya. But we all have a peckle of tainess on a Kaddish Baruch on the past. And we have tightness in the Kodesh Baruch in the past. Not only wasn't an absence, not only wasn't a belief from the head there that we haven't lived with the Kodesh Baruch in the past, it's the opposite. We actually, in the Kalkal HaBetochim, the Kanalabo, when a person is for tightness on the Kodesh Baruch, he wasn't Mekabel, old Soros, and old Bitsuas Roys, the Simcha, and he's for tightness on the Kodesh Baruch. So, it's not impossible to have the betochen that we're talking about this whole time. To have a full betochen, to have full security in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we have time in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the etzem, deep down, we're nearly not reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is navigating our life, and I'll explain. And this is a sugya that sometimes we're embarrassed to admit, but anyone who's a little bit emistic with himself will realize that we have a lot of times like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have so many situations in life we really think that we got the war, end of the deal. And had a reichen, clear of a reichen, who the MS think that the wife is not the right wife, the right. Well, part of them might trying to work, but there's a very big part of them that really think it was a mistake. It was a mistake. There are people who are going through infertility, going through different things, and they're really not in the Kamakan Shmuel, and that's in between you and them, and that's the way it should be. We, as Tris of a Mensch starts and ends with himself, he sees himself through the world. When he is clear that something should have gone this and this and this way, and when he has died, something happened, Shaloi B'tzedek, and he holds that this was an injustice. So it's very, very, very complicated, very, very hard. Come to our courage, this is really what it was supposed to be. This is supposed to be in this world with toys. But Mavu and the Hemshech of the Sugya and Brachas Tamachem Beis, Kol Bilan, Kol Maidah Roch Manu Toys, whatever. When a person has a child with hearing problems, with seeing problems, this is a child with a defect. A person's child didn't get into the yeshiva that he wanted. A person, I want the dish teller. I want my daughter to have this shirich. I really think in my tefillah, this is what should have been. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was very gandrish. What happened is, obviously, we're not kaifen. We're not, but there's a tzedek, there's a crack. There's a crack in our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't realize, and let's be honest with ourselves, but we, deep down, tucked in ourselves, we have a little bit of a point where we think a mistake happened. Something happened the way Shaloi could have played. Let's mean the Targum L'maisa. What does that mean, a mistake? That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there. That's the touch. We don't realize that. Again, we don't verbalize it that way. But Be'etzem, we just took a piece of history, a piece of Hashkocha in the world. And Be'etzem, we're coming from our own tefillah. We're coming to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that our whole perception is evolved around ourselves. But Be'etzem, the Targum L'maisa is that this was a mistake. Things didn't go the way they were supposed to. When we have that somewhere in us, and again, there's many madrigas that are strong and have many different tainas that a peklich person has, but when we have that, it's not impossible to totally rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu Kamal Hamdan. It's just mitzvahs. Hooray, we don't feel secure. Hooray, in the subconscious and our emotions, maybe in Seichel we say we trust Kodesh Baruch Hu, but in subconscious and emotions in the past, we haven't trusted Kodesh Baruch Hu. The sugya of Tmimus, Tomim Tiel Rishon Rechel, Kol Masha Yovei Yilecha Kabel B'Tmimus. We haven't been the kind that in many things. And when we haven't been the kind that in many things, we don't have the panosa we wanted. We don't have, we thought our shver was supposed to give us more. A lot of different things. Everyone has a list. Everyone has to make their own list. Should have gotten this job. You should have gotten, the list is very long. But what it does is it's mashpia on or avoida, or betochen b'kana l'haba. So this is a double reason we have to work on the sugya of b'kabo b'simcha. We have to work in the b'kana l'haba, and we also have to work it out with things in the adabah. To come to an end of it, madrega, or some sort of chisa of komada of molotav, trust it, total kabbalah, total acceptance means I'm not fighting against it in any part of my body. It's an acceptance. When we reach Bez Hashem, a total Tavon and Tiyam and Hashem HaKecha, then we can stop the Lui Barasit. Then we can be in Hashem HaKecha. Let's start a little bit the Sugya of in the Kabbal. The Kabbal of the Simcha. The Kabbal of the Mishmoh of the Simcha. It's obviously a very complicated Sugya. Let's try to open it up. How does a person do this? In the Kasha Shabbat English. It's clear. And again, I'm talking about Mavdaf, when a person coming major in the year, sometimes a person is totally fadimius, is that what he's supposed to have? But a lot of times, a person's not fadimius, he's just coming from a basic logical standpoint. And it was clear to him, this is not the way it's supposed to be, you know? There's no way we could handle this parsha right now. This came out of this parsha, not fear. Parsha, totally, totally not fear. All right, is it fear? Is it fear for any bacher to have to be 5 years in Shetuchim? You think any bacher is supposed to have some room to work to that on a logical standpoint? Any bacher? Any girl? a couple has to go to the site of infertility 2, 3, 4 years. What torture is, if anyone, in a psychological standpoint, could a person look at that as fear? A person knows he was more right to the job, he was more right for the shteller. He knows he was more right for the shidduch, this certain shidduch that his daughter or himself wanted, and someone else got it. Well, how does a person make sense of that? The answer is, you can't make sense of that. Come and see him, shall I go? Your mind cannot make sense of that. No. There's no way your mind. You have to go back to the sugya and speak about Talmud and Tiyam Shem Melekecha. The hemshech to the sugya, the brachas you just saw, Samach Am Beis, and Samach Aleph and Aleph is a member. Amar Avuna Amar Rav Mishum Rameir. Va'olam yu dvorov shal odom mu'otin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should not speak, and the Mashal says, it means think a lot of words in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shanema, Potsik in Kehelet. Al tevayel al picho. Don't be confused and sudden with your mouth. The libcha al yamar lohitzi. This is the makar we're talking about. Hurim also machshavas. The libcha al yamar lohitzi dover lifnei elikim. Talking about your heart, thoughts in your heart. Don't be so quick like to dover lichim. Why? Ki elikim mashamayim vato al oris al king you dovecha maatim. One second, because there's Baruch Hu sees a lot of things that you don't see. You're standing, a little bit of your midget. You're standing on the earth. You see, and the way you see it clear. You were supposed to get this stellar, you were supposed to have this, you were supposed to have this, you were supposed to have this amount of money, you were supposed to. It was clear to you that this is the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the big picture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything apportioned. He knows everyone's task is, and 1,000% is L'toiva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and that higher Hanhaga, it's 1,000% L'toiva. We're small. We have to tamim tiyam Hashem melekecha. Just like we spoke about in the Osid, speaking about Tomei on his mind, about realizing that Hanhaga l'Kadosh Baruch Hu is a lot more certain than yours. So too the Gabi the Ravah. Hey, where are you coming from? You're coming from your Havana. I mean, could you Havana? Could you take care of anything? Could you guarantee anything? How many times have you been mistaken? How many times have you been filled with flaws? Yes, it's so complicated. It's so complicated. It's so complicated to work out and to get out of, pull out of your mind. Your mind is twisted with its avana, with its presumption. It's clear. It's clear. Kishemish that something was supposed to happen the way you understood. But you have to again leap to the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tami tiyeh im Hashem alekecha. And here I want to mention that that's two things, but maybe two parts of the sugya. Just like we mentioned, Ma'asid, Rabbi La'asid, is the chiluk of being nishan, but the pasuk of binoscha al tishayin is what you're banking on, is what you're relying on. And that has to be totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not your seichel, not the what, not your perception. So to the Rabbi La'over, you have to be relying on the feelings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatoyv ki lecholu lachabecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekor hatoyv. Obviously, this is l'toyv, and I'm not going to be able to understand this, and I don't want to even understand this totally because. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, putting it in him, he understands better, and he knows better. But there's also another chelek. We also do have to a little bit talk to our seichel. And we spoke many times. And one of the hardest, biggest masliim, our seichel, say we can't leave totally in the house of seichel. It comes back and forth. We could enter the sugya of Tamil Lashon HaKech, but we can't forget that we have a seichel. In the Chavis Lavavis, in Per Gimel, in Shah B'Tochen, when he talks about the question of tzaddik, now that's a question Chloe's not HaGav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about pratheistic questions. We have similar questions in our own private life. How did this bad thing happen to me? How did I not get this good thing? So when he talks about it, I'm not going to go over Rishas. I'm sorry, but he shows the Vechi originally that there's no good answer, like the Rambam says. There's no clear answer, Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is that the human being cannot be massive. You can't come to a clear hesber that what happened and 100% why this happened. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the malach of going, entering the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, afterwards, the Chazavah says 6 or 7 or 8 reasons, both for tzaddik and ra'al and tabla. He says, I want to say, a tam sheishli ma'atas poka. It's a little bit satisfying, a little bit satisfying. What's the Chazavah doing? Harry just said we can't understand. Kinnira, and I think we mentioned this pattern of how we deal with the seichel. Kinnira, there's two shlavim There's what your seichel is banking on, the final answer, the real conclusive answer. And then there's Nemigal Rab Kasha. Kanira, the Anhagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tochen is the only real answer. We don't have the answers, and we can't explain. Only someone who wrote the full script. Only the Makor HaKol, the Kol HaYochel, the Yedei HaKol, the Durosa in Cheker. Only he knows, and only when we have a reliance on him, could we feel totally secure about the past and the future. However, there's knowing what happens in this kashas. When the seichel has a point where it doesn't have anything even to hang on b'chlal, so not only does the seichel not have an answer, but it has kashas. It keeps on going back and harassing the person. That can mirror was what the Chayyaz Rav is closing. The difference is 7 or 8 reasons for tzadik v'ra'lo. If you see a tzadik v'ra'lo, you can't say, you can't know, anybody who thinks he knows for sure which one of the reasons for those is. Might be a favor because I think he thinks he's a god. He doesn't know. We don't know. But however, if the seichel's harassing him and the seichel is constantly bugging him, saying it can't be, he could throw the seichel a bone. He could say, F sure it's this. It's possible. That this cheshbon is a stream, because cheshbon is it's doing it for nisoy. To bank on that is not healthy. We spoke about this earlier in the Zman. We start banking on the things, the seichel starts asking new kashas. The seichel starts saying it's not a perfect equation. No, we can't bank on it. We bank on the fact that Kadir HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. There's this unknown thing. It's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's secure. He's a rock by us. He's a rock. And the more we experience him as a rock, other it could die sometimes, at least to throw possible as bars. It's also true. If we went through difficult situations, to know clearly what happened, no one's going to know. You can go to a Rebbe, you can go to a person. They might be able to give you a tzad, they might be able to give you something. It's a clear, we'll call it a clear. But, and you could do that, and it's kedai maybe to do that. But to feel, to be makabel b'simcha, it's only kol ma'idah rachman u'tzad l'avid. It's only bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. This nekuda of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture is one of the hardest things. It's one of the hardest things in a time when something happened, Tosh, it's the exact opposite the way you wanted. You were waiting so badly for this job. You're so clearly sure you had it. Your wife was supposed to get this job, and for a second, no. And now she's stuck in Shana Rishina. She has nothing to do, and she's complaining, and she's going to have to go back to America. You want to learn there to throw. How are you supposed to understand that? You married a girl, and you thought, you know, you're going to be able to sit and learn for 5 years, and after 3 years, who knows what happened? After 2 years, she wants to go back to Earth. So many times, things in life happen not the way we thought, and not the way we think might be a lot. We have to learn to be makabel b'simcha, and the sugya de makabel b'simcha we're saying is to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with me. Then over the hemshech of the sugya in Brachot, in the Hemshech of the Sugya Brachot. So first of all, I want to first open up, but we're going to talk about this more next time. So first of all, the Hemshech in the same Sugya, Samach Aleph, Samach Samach, Samach Samach Beis, the Gemara says, Kabbalah the Yisturi Shtikusil Miboi Rachami. The Kabbalah of the Yisturi is two things. When a person is in a Mahalach of Yisturi, he's in a Masav, right now he's challenged. He's going through, he's sick, someone else is sick, he's going through, he's saying, infertility, not finding a job, not finding a shidduch, in a difficult situation. So it says there's two things. Shtikusa of Miboy Rachim. Miboy Rachim Yador does pretty well. Davin, going to Davin, but there's a whole other chilek of Shtikusa. That's what I'm going to focus. I'm going to start a tiny bit tonight, but next week. And that is very difficult to change for our generation. There's no question. The Kufa of Corona is coming to help us with this sugya. There's something called shtikusa. There's something called accepting Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being meshatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Gemara Vayter, Tzadikim Umaral, small hemshech, Kanira, Meshech Shaykh, and Inin, 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 Sugya, Kishem, Shadam, Mechayev, Vavarech Al Ra, Vavarech Al Tev, Kach Mechayev, Vavarech Al Ra. The Gemara, Kimon Manalev says the following. Kol meshatev shem shamayim b'tzaroi koyflim loy parnasa. Anyone who's meshatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzaroi, he's going to get a double parnasa. It sounds like a little bit, the Gemara is talking about a tzar, a tragedy that happens in a person's parnasa. Bam, he lost the business. His top worker went to the competitor. Ooh, something terrible happened. Something fell through. He's getting sued. That's what it seems like. We'll see. Actually, it sounds like lav dafka. It sounds like it's talking about any tzar. But what does it mean? Mishati v'shem shemayim b'tzar. What do you mean? Mishati v'shem shemayim b'tzar. Look, Rashi. Shemavori chalara dain emes. Inami shemavakish rachamim lefono. Near Madvon Bor, that these two parts of Rashi are parallel to the previous Gemara, Daf Samach Beis Ma'alvet, Shtikusa, and Bako Shosachim. What is this first thing? Shemavorech ala radayin emes. Rasha is masig in Rashi. Says the Lashon, Rashatif Shein Shemayim. Doesn't sound like Rashi. I'm Shem, he says another Pshat. What does it mean? It's Bor, that Rashi means referring to the previous Sugget, Samach Aleph, and Samach on the Beis. Rashi means that Mivar Chalorod Dynamis, he means Bishimcha, he means Bishtikusa. The Gemara of Masrona, that's what it means. The Mivar, he means the Mekabuli Bishimcha, Rashi means Bishtikusa. Rashi's Magdish, Rashi learns that that's what it means, Meshatev Shem Shemayim. Meshatev Shem Shemayim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He just said that when a person has time, when a person is unhappy, that's with his Masr. That's him deep down. He doesn't realize that, but there's a brekel of tefillah there. There's a brekel be'etzim. There's a tiny bit. There's a bubble in his life where be'etzim, he kind of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned him. That means something went not the way it was supposed to be. Hareyaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a kol yoho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was toiv. Right? We say this every day. A toiv ki lo yichol rachamech v'amrachim. It doesn't stop ever. Ki lo oilam chastoy. We say this all the time. There's no such thing. Harry, look around the world. Look at the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Look at the Torah. It's the same thing. It's all from one source. Pesha osu hu ha pesha hitu. So pesha hitu hu ha pesha osu. It's all the way around also. Pesha hitu hu ha pesha osu. If we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally in here, and we get to realize, and we realize, and we come to realization, and a recognition, B'shas Maisa, because the Baruch Hu is totally with us, we'll be able to feel that what's supposed to happen is happening. Will we be as happy as if it happened? A davar toiv l'fiyam v'an have nothing? No, that's only going to make a baruch ha-toiv amedu. But a certain level of simcha klolos, that we're still happy about life, you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single thing is gechered, and obviously in the middle of something good happening, overall, this is the big picture. We're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a plan for good. If we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, I have to speak about more what this means, but it means we totally mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're totally mekabel. We totally come to terms with it. Accept it. He said, we entrust HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this bad occurrence. That's called Meshatev Shem Shamayim. And the room that's over here, and the more in Baruch is back, and the more is more, it's talking about crazy and panos and shots like this. When you have a good business partner, you make a lot of money, right? The oymik of the Gemara is when you take a Kaddish Baruch in your life, a Kaddish Baruch says, okay, we work together. He feels with him the whole time, and never leave. Oh, I work together with him. Good things are going to come out. In his business, in Shidduchim, having children, and having all good things in life. If you talk and manage, you mishatif a Kaddish Baruch with you. To all the things that went, during all the occurrences that went the way that you didn't want, Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the picture 100%. Kadosh Baruch Hu is on your team. He says, "I'm talking, talking." It's Hashem Nosa and Hashem Lokai. But in the coming week, and Hashem, we're going to talk more a little bit about this huge. And you think it's one of the hardest sugyas in our spoiled dark, in our spoiled generation, the ability to trust and accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becoming harder and harder. We spoke about tonight was the relationship of the past to the future. You have to realize, and maybe this alone is a big homework for everyone, to realize that maybe much of the reason why it's so hard for us to have B'tochen, and you're going to be speaking about this old man, it was so hard for us to have B'tochen, to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because not by Asa Pesha, in the past, we have to live with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and even more so, we can have Chesed of Taimus. Say we're upset with the Kadosh Baruch Hu on a conscious level, some of most people not. However, we have many different things where we're not happy, we're not satisfied with what the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the hand, with the deck of cards he played us out. If we're missing in that, we're not going to come to a shleimus of the Talmud Tirshem, the Kecha of the Artis, of the Tzapala. If we're not beholding on the Kabbal, Kol Masher, Baal Lech, Betimus, we're not going to be able to Mekayim the Tzapala, the Hashem Nosan, Hashem Mokach, the Kol Meshat, Hashem Shemayim, Betzara, Kaifim.